quickly as you can so people don't have to engage their brains in many ways to get the law. But here's the problem. Can you overwrite it? Well, I've talked before about what some of the Pharisees were doing. You know, they had everything laid out to the point where you couldn't take more than X number of steps in a day. But if you took that one extra step, what is that one extra step so more important? So here's the thing. All of this brings us to where we are. How do you simplify the law? How do you follow God in as simple a statement as you can? And this person, this scholar of the law, here's what Jesus says. You should love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. That is the first commandment. Pretty simple, able to be memorized, right? And that's the other piece, because guess what? Reading the Bible is more of a modern thing. The first Bible being able to written in common tongue was illegal in most countries. Think about that. Pre-Reformation, pre-movable type, the Bible would be written in what languages? Okay, Liam, what you got? Latin, Greek, Hebrew, all of that. And guess what? Your average person in the village isn't reading that, let alone is going to be even able to speak in their own native language. Think about that. When Hurley was founded, when the town of Hurley was founded, how many people do you think, percentage-wise, in the town could read? Maybe 10%. Maybe 10%. And so the beauty is, if you teach someone a simple statement of faith, it is so that they can remember how to follow God. And here is Jesus putting that first commandment as simple as you can. Could you simplify it any more? Well, if you simplify it any more, do you lose sight of what it already says? Do you lose sight if you were to simplify it? Yeah. And then there's that second statement. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not complicated. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is so ridiculously simple, this commandment, these commandments. And really, here's the even better part. Jesus isn't writing this new. It comes from Deuteronomy 6. He's quoting scripture to this scholar. Now this is the commandment, quoting Deuteronomy 6, the statutes and ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross in and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. So think about that. That is simple. That is God spoken. And yet you have all of these scholars who try and get things as simple as they can. Make sense? Yeah. The fact is that Jesus speaks, but the second part that he speaks here, that's where the wheels come off the wagon in a lot of ways. Because when Jesus says, Love your neighbor as yourself. Those originally hearing would have said, love your Jewish neighbor as yourself. Not your Gentile neighbor. Not your neighbor from other areas around the world. You can hate them all you want, but you got to love your neighbor of the same faith as yourself. And that's hard. This all, really, although it is simple as the day is long, in concept, it is hard. It is hard. In a lot of ways, if we keep in the current climate that we're in, if Jesus were running a political campaign, say, so to speak, and he were to get asked this question, all of a sudden you could imagine the disciples going, get the mic away from him. And then he says that statement about loving everyone, all your neighbors, including the Gentiles. All of a sudden, everyone is going to be looking a little quizzically at him. And yet, what was God's original commandment? See, that's the problem. Love your neighbor as yourself. We see how easily that got transformed. We see how love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind and your strength got transformed. It's so easy for us to move things, add things, change things in this. You can simplify the law as much as you like, but that doesn't mean accomplishing it is easy. It doesn't matter, and this is painful for me to say, and Dennis was giving me a hard time before worship. It doesn't matter how simple you make defense on a Hail Mary if the guy is at the other end of the field joined with fans instead of covering the wide receiver in the end zone who was still not over that game. You can make things as simple as possible. You can make things as simple as they can be, but if they can't do it, that's the problem. You know, I just got done coaching, season wrapped up, and I looked at one of my players and I said, I've been asking you to do the same thing all season. Run 2 feet and catch the ball. And it took you till the last game of the year to figure that out. Just because God makes it simple, just because Jesus says, guess what? 2 commandments, that's the biggest 2, doesn't mean we're going to be able to do it. Think about that. Sarah and I have this lovely thing we do on vacation. We find a donut place. And I'm not talking like if you go up to Albany, Duck Donuts, and the complicated donuts. We want simple. We want a good donut. Not anything complex, not bacon, maple glazed, or something like that. We want a good old-fashioned donut. And the primary one is an apple fritter. I'm not talking like an apple-filled donut. I mean an apple fritter that's flat like that, about that big, and has all the crunchy cinnamon and apple you know what I'm talking about. Do you know how hard it is to get a good donut that's simple? It is a forever challenge when we go on vacation to do this. And here's the thing. Getting the simple done right would change this world. Doing the simple done right. Think about it. How many things in our world, if we could do the simple right and do it well, it would change how everything is. Think about these commandments. Love thy neighbor as yourself. That's not complicated. Is doing it hard? Immeasurably. Because that's the problem that always happens, is the human part of this. The human part that asks us to love the Lord your God. Love our neighbor as ourself. Love, and here's where I wanted to talk with the kids. Love yourself. Here's the thing. Some could say that these are three commandments. Okay. But the first is love God. Do we always do that well? Or do sometimes we forget? And sometimes we get mad at God because God doesn't give us what we want. Does God not appear to us to do what we want to do in prayer? Does God not always give us what we're asking for? Does God always give us what we need? Always. But in that difference of wanting and needing, do we sometimes get disappointed in God, get frustrated with God? Yeah. Does that mean we always give God our best? No. When we talk about our neighbor, loving our neighbor, I have to turn off the commercials when I watch TV right now. I'm sick and tired of it. I hear these commandments and I look at the temperature across our country, across our world, and I get frustrated. I don't like talking politics because this is not right. How can we love our neighbors when we see commercials that are literally doing the best they can to make us angry at our neighbors? Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. All the ads we have break this commandment. And that drives me nuts. Because where we should be loving one another and loving ourselves, as God has commanded us, we're doing the best we can to get angry with one another. And this is a problem, brothers and sisters. A problem that starts very easily with us. It starts with us. God commands, yes, everyone and us to love the Lord your God with all that is within you, but also to love your neighbor as yourself. Doesn't matter what political party they are, what faith they follow. It doesn't matter. You are called to love them. And I want to say, okay, go out and do it. But we all know that's a lot of hard work. That's a lot of hard work we are called to take part in. And that's the challenge of following God. So while this scribe and Jesus have this great conversation, this great ending of questioning of Jesus, the challenge remains with us. To not just hear these commandments, but to live them out. So brothers and sisters, may we live into these commandments. May we follow them. May we love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And may we love our neighbor, whoever that is. It's going to be hard work. Really hard work. But guess what? God made it as simple as he can. And now the work begins. Amen.